scientists have found a new way that the eye responds to light. This new light-sensing system doesn't help animals see. Instead, it sends its messages from the eye to a part of the brain that keeps an animal functioning like clockwork. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Buried deep in the brain is a tiny structure that keeps animals in sync with their world. If you destroy this structure in the brains of laboratory rats, the normal rhythms of life disappear.
Their sleep-wake cycle is completely arrhythmic, and they eat at odd hours of the day and night, and their drinking behavior is disrupted, and so on.
Michael Meniker studies biological clocks at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Meniker says the brain's master clock controls a very special kind of rhythm.
It's a circadian rhythm, which means it has a period of about a day. And in the real world, it's synchronized with the outside day-night cycle so that its period is exactly 24 hours.
The main way the master clock synchronizes to 24 hours is through light, so it's reasonable to think the eyes would be involved. After all, it's the well-known receptors in the back of the eye called rods and cones that change light into the electrical signals the brain uses to enable us to see. But neuroscientist David Burson says it turns out that rods and cones aren't what's keeping our pacemaker in sync. Even animals that don't have rods and cones can keep on schedule, says Burson.
People for 5 years, maybe 10 years, have been trying to find the mysterious missing photoreceptor, the receptor in the eye that can convert light energy to signals that the brain can understand, and then somehow convey that signal to the region in the brain that is the pacemaker for circadian rhythms.
Now, Burson says he and his colleagues at Brown University have found that missing receptor. Writing in the current issue of the journal Science, Burson describes tracing nerves from the brain pacemaker back to the eye. He isolated these special nerves, called retinal ganglion cells, and showed that they would respond to light.
So all you really have is an isolated cell stuck on the end of one of your recording electrodes. And in the absence of any connections with other cells in the retina, these cells continue to respond to light. So it looks pretty good that these cells can do it on their own.
These nerve cells are not only physically distinct from the rods and cones that are crucial for vision, they are also chemically distinct, using a different kind of chemical pigment to convert light energy into electrical signals. Even though it seems obvious the eyes must play a role in providing light information to the brain, that's only true for mammals. For animals like birds or frogs or reptiles, it's a very different story.
In animals with thinner skulls and smaller brains, there are actually apparently receptors for light in the brain itself. But as far as I understand, in mammals, the eye is really the key, and it's probably a reflection of the fact that our brains have gotten too big and our skulls too thick to let much light get in.
Burson is speaking literally here, not figuratively. Now that he's found the way light gets from the eye to the brain's pacemaker, Burson is keen to see if other parts of the brain get information from this alternative pathway. Perhaps there's a kind of light show going on in our brains that we can't see, and we're only just becoming aware of. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.